Welcome to the Marketing Wrap. My name is Ahmed Alhoui, and today we will be discussing how to build an effective content calendar. Too many of you have been saying that they're constantly having or going into a mode where they have a content block. They don't know what other content to create, how to create, so on and so on. So to fill out a content calendar, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, you need to have plenty of content ready. So let's discuss a few different ways. Number one, there's a site called answerthepublic.com. You type in your keyword and it'll give you, depending on what your keyword is, hundreds of possibilities of different topics you can basically cover or create content for. Number two is HubSpot's got a tool called your topic generator. Once again, you type in your broad keyword, and like for example, when I say broad keyword, I mean if you sell cricket bats, type in your cricket bat and give you again tens of possibilities on topics or questions you can answer in that topic. Number three is basically the Google search engine. Put the word cricket bat in, or cricket in, or whatever your industry is, or whatever product you sell, and as you type in, you see it'll automatically generate beneath it most searched phrases or long tail keywords, so on and so on. A lot of the times, those searches are people, they're the most searched in regards to your keyword. So take them, create content about them. Put them in different blog posts, create video posts about them, transcribe those videos, so on and so on. Number four, scroll down to the bottom of your Google page. You'll see different keywords, different phrases. There's two columns a lot of the times with different keywords and phrases relative to your industry. There's more, you can create more content from them as well. Number five is your FAQs, different questions that people have asked you on the phones, in person. Write them all down. Keep a record of them. Create content of them. So that's five different ways or examples of different ways you can create content and keep you going on and on and on. Number six, take the initiative. Do research. Further develop yourself as a resource in your industry. And go and research different areas, different niches. Bring back more information to the industry, to the sector, to your consumers, and share it with them. That way, you will then be the one that they look for when they need answers. You'll be the resource that they will swear by, they will tell everybody about, and you'll definitely benefit from them. Number seven, BuzzSumo. Type in your keyword once again. It gives you all the hottest content that's been shared on the internet right then and there. So the most shared content. Go there, look at what other people are creating, what kind of content they're creating, and create the same but better, longer form. Do better work, and then send it back to those institutions that you see have published that content. So for example, let's say Inc.com has shared an article about entrepreneurship, and it's come from a different organization. Go write one about entrepreneurship, covering, let's say, if they did 10 tips, do 20 tips, and come back and approach and say, look, we did this article, do you mind sharing it for us? They might say yes, they might say no, you've got nothing to lose. At the end of the day, you win because you're creating content. Seven different ways for you to create content. You should have no more issues filling out that content calendar. Go out there, do it, get it done. Take care, and thank you for watching. Peace out.